The one leading the charge against Zuma is fellow party member Cyril Ramaphosa, who was elected as Zuma's replacement as president of the ANC in December. To do so, he had to defeat Zuma's ex-wife, Kosanza Dlamini-Zuma. Once elected, Ramaphosa worked quickly, strategically sidelining Zuma from major decisions like whom to appoint to the new board of state-owned power utility, ESCOM. Moves like this telegraphed to Zuma's remaining allies in the party that if they wanted to keep their standing in the party and their plum positions in government, they should start rethinking their allegiances. The party of Nelson Mandela, the ANC, has won every nationwide election since the end of apartheid, a feat that makes Ramaphosa the heir apparent to Zuma, and also likely to lead the country after the 2019 election. This gives him a year to clean up Zuma's messes before he and the ANC have to run in elections again. But make no mistake, Ramaphosa is no perfect politician, and his ascent to the presidency won't suddenly cure South Africa's long-standing woes. He is, however, a committed reformer, devoted to reducing the country's systemic corruption and getting its sputtering economy back on track. We've already seen big spikes in rand valuation and market optimism as a change in South Africa's political guard becomes more likely. That's entirely appropriate. For Ramaphosa, his biggest appeal is that he's not Zuma. For markets and investors, that's enough.